Te Uruwera National Park was the largest national park in the North Island, covering an area of approximately 2,000 square kilometres. The area that was Te Uruwera National Park has become its own distinct legal entity. Te Uruwera has been placed beyond human ownership. Te Uruwera National Park is no longer a national park. It is now simply named Te Uruwera. In Te Uruwera National Park, the staff used to wear Department of Conservation uniforms. These uniforms will be replaced. Commercial activities may be allowed within the boundaries of Te Uruwera. Te Uruwera has a human board acting on its behalf. The board is able to make bylaws, authorise activities, prepare and commission reports. Te Uruwera has a human board that liaises with other agencies and advocates on behalf of Te Uruwera. Legally, Te Uruwera is something entirely new.
The atmosphere is a 500 kilometer thick layer of air surrounding the Earth. The atmosphere supports the existence of all species, flora and fauna. The atmosphere is an ocean. The atmosphere has currents that deliver weather to different parts of the globe. The functioning of the atmosphere is affected by pollution, altering the composition of the atmosphere. The atmosphere can be traded. Trading the right to emit into the atmosphere is based on a belief that the environmental crisis is, first and foremost, an economic crisis to be repaired via economic incentives. Trading the right to emit into the atmosphere is based on a belief that the market accurately values the worth of a functional atmosphere. Emitting into the atmosphere changes the constitution of the atmosphere, which is innate to the nature of the atmosphere. Viewed from below, the atmosphere appears to go on forever, but it does not. The atmosphere could be recognized as a finite mass called the aerial ocean. The aerial ocean could be a legal personality. The aerial ocean could be placed beyond human ownership. The aerial ocean could become its own distinct legal entity. In the future, effects on the aerial ocean must be considered when making decisions about the use of resources. Recognizing the aerial ocean as a legal entity will recognize the integrity of the atmosphere as a whole. Commercial activities may be allowed within the boundaries of the aerial ocean. The aerial ocean will have a human board acting on its behalf. The human board will liaise with other agencies and advocate on behalf of the aerial ocean. The aerial ocean is a non-human entity, but will have the rights of a human entity.
The Whanganui River was a 290-kilometre-long watercourse that ran from the mountains of the central North Island to the west coast. The Whanganui River will be its own legal personality. The Whanganui River is a non-human entity, but has the rights of a human entity. The Whanganui River will be a legal entity called Te Awa Tupua. Te Awa Tupua comprises the Whanganui River as an indivisible and living whole from the mountains to the sea, incorporating its tributaries and all its physical and metaphysical elements. Recognizing Te Awa Tupua as a legal entity returns the river to a status that is innate to the river. Effects on Te Awa Tupua must be considered when making decisions about the use of resources. Te Awa Tupua is regarded as a living and spiritual being. It has its own mana, its own power. Through the concept of Te Awa Tupua, Pākehā law has caught up with Māori understanding. Through the concept of Te Awa Tupua, the people and river are inseparable. Te Awa Tupua owns property that is part of itself. Te Awa Tupua owns its bed, but has no right to its waters because the government believes water cannot be owned.